Welcome to Season 2 of The Successful Strategist, a podcast on strategy, management, and governance dedicated to helping you address the most important questions any organization can ask. I'm Mitchell Muncy, a consultant who has co-founded or led five startups, for-profit and non-profit, spanning the media, public policy, and higher education. In these practical five-minute episodes, I cut through jargon and myth to offer you the same advice I give my clients. Good morning. This is the sixth and final episode in which I'm presenting quick tests I use to help my clients, for-profits and nonprofits, think about whether they have a real strategy. Last time, we covered the fit test. If our organization's activities don't reinforce each other in specific ways we can identify, then we don't have a strategy. Even worse, because some good activities and ways of working are simply incompatible, we can create a situation in which we are our own most threatening competitor. This leads us to the test we're discussing today, the no test. If our strategy doesn't lead us to say no, most of the time, to worthwhile opportunities we'd otherwise like to pursue, then we don't have an effective guide for our decisions. Most organizations have more good opportunities than they can handle. Even if we're not seeking to grow, if we earn the reputation of knowing what we're doing, or others are aware of the resources we have at our disposal, they will come to us with ideas, many of which will be at least interesting. But as David Packard, co-founder of Hewlett-Packard, observed, more organizations die of indigestion than starvation. Examples aren't hard to find. In a recent documentary, one executive told the story of a conversation with Adam Neumann, the founder of WeWork. Neumann was very excited about a company WeWork had just acquired, which he said would make waves. At first, the executive thought Neumann was speaking metaphorically, but he soon realized that Neumann had purchased a company that literally built pools that produce waves for indoor surfing. It was at this moment that he began to suspect that WeWork wasn't focused on its real business, and Neumann's so-called vision was little more than accumulation. A think tank I worked with would pivot every 3 years or so to whatever was the latest subject that its founder became interested in. This usually required finding new staff and new funding in areas in which the organization previously had no reputation or audience. But it also required diverting resources from the areas in which the organization was a recognized expert. When I work with clients to develop their strategy, or I review a strategic plan they've already written, I will ask what the strategy or plan excludes. What would they simply not consider doing? Unfortunately, organizations usually resist the idea of excluding possibilities. They want to keep their options open. They'll describe this as being agile or nimble, but it's almost certainly a lack of focus and commitment. Michael Porter has written that the essence of strategy is choosing what not to do. We can't have a strategy if we try to serve too wide a range of customers or beneficiaries or satisfy too many of their needs. This is why negative choices are as important as positive ones. The greatest threats to an organization come from within, when leaders compromise on its strategy and follow conventional wisdom, chase apparently easier money, or pursue opportunities impulsively. My suggestion for today is, ask whether your organization has a habit of passing on opportunities that don't fit with the strategy it has chosen to pursue. Does it pass on opportunities often enough that you've come to expect that's what it will do? This concludes our series on quick strategy tests. As I said at the beginning, passing all six tests doesn't guarantee that we have a winning strategy, but failing any of them is a guarantee that we don't, because they tell us whether we have a strategy at all. This raises the question, are there signs of a winning strategy? Next time, we'll begin a series of 7 episodes on questions we should ask to help us decide whether our strategy might win for us.
Most people learn about podcasts from friends and colleagues. If this episode was helpful, please take 30 seconds right now to recommend The Successful Strategist to one other person, and be sure you haven't missed any of the previous episodes. If you'd like to receive my twice-monthly newsletter, which includes show notes and a summary of important ideas about strategy, management, or governance, sign up at thesuccessfulstrategist.com. I'm glad we could invest this time together. Remember, being a successful strategist doesn't require specialized training or unique insight, just a commitment to asking the right questions. The Successful Strategist is a production of Prospera LLC, a consulting firm providing strategy development, nonprofit due diligence, crisis management, and interim executive management to mission-driven organizations and philanthropists. Learn more at ProsperaLLC.com. This is Mitchell Muncy. Talk to you next time.